330 Ron, this is 332 Gail. I have a question.
Go ahead, 332.
Why would my shredder start up when I press the key on the handheld? I'm just curious as to the connection there, because when I start to talk on the handheld, if I'm near the shredder, it will automatically come on. So needless to say, it's off right now.
Boy, you got me. There's no connection other than maybe your shredder is just waiting for something to signal it to turn on, and your radio frequency happens to be that signal that it's looking for. I don't know.
Break.
Go ahead, break.
Yeah, this is 439er. I can answer that question for you. Yeah, it's RF. It's just a little bit of power. I've had that with a bunch of my stuff also. So if you're close to it and you key up, it's going to go ahead and activate the shredder. I've actually done that with my garage door opener and stuff with a handheld.
Well, Dave, thank you for answering that question, and it makes total sense. I figured it was the radio frequency, but I just couldn't understand why, when I have it in auto position, it would key up, or it would start when I keyed up. So thank you for answering that. 332, Gail, standing by.
Yeah, affirm on that. WRMS 439er on the side.
WRNA 957, Gail.
332, Gail here.
Yeah, Gail, I've got a scope and a spectrum analyzer and all this stuff. We can, that's kind of interesting, signal generation and stuff. It'd be interesting to learn more about that.
Well, Joe, at some point in time, I'll have you over here once I've gotten my space cleaned up and I'm not totally embarrassed about what I have sitting around.
Okay, no problem. At your leisure and stuff. But I've never heard of that before, but I guess it makes sense. I've dealt in the EMC, electromagnetic compatibility world for the Navy for a bunch of years and stuff. So I can see it happening, but yeah, it's interesting. One of the weirdest things of electromagnetic compatibility was on a PCH. That's like a small boat that gets up on skis. I'll be right back. So anyway, this PCH, so it's designed to be quick, you know, ingress and exit to the beach. And so what happened is the captain's commode, so it was up and doing, you know, 60 knots probably. So anyway, it's up, and the captain's commode got flushed, and the skis retracted, and it did a nosedive. So anyway, the Navy got serious after that incident in the EMC world way back in a lot of years ago.
Hopefully the captain wasn't sitting on the commode at the time.